Hello, you're listening to Doug McCunn of RealityMe.net, and it's high time that you learned how to juggle. So, today we're going to talk about selecting the equipment you're going to juggle. We're going to stay away from scarves. Please don't go there. Don't use handkerchiefs or scarves or anything that floats. We want to use something that's substantial and lands in the hand and says, "Hi, I'm in your hand." We're going to use balls or beanbags, one of the two. The easiest, cheapest way to get into juggling is to go to a tennis court and look around in the bushes for three old tennis balls. Once you find these three old tennis balls, you'll bring them home and you'll use a knife to carefully cut a slit into the tennis ball. If you're under the age of, say, 32, get your parents to do it for you. Next, what you're going to do is squeeze the tennis ball and the slit's going to open a little bit like a little mouth. You're going to take 12 pennies and feed it into the hungry little tennis ball. After you've fed these 12 pennies into the tennis ball, let go of it and the slit will close and the pennies won't come out. At this point in time, you're going to have a ball that kind of makes a lot of jingling noise. But at the same time, when you drop it and it lands on the ground, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to bounce over your head and go back to the tennis courts and want to play ball. It's going to want to kind of lay there and sit still. It also gives it an appropriate amount of weight so that when it lands in your hand, it says, "Hi, I'm here," instead of bouncing out and trying to be somewhere else. So this is how we're going to start juggling. Go find yourself three tennis balls, cut slits into it, insert 36 cents, only 12 cents in each ball, 12 times 3 is 36, and you're going to have some juggling balls. If you want, you can go to a bookstore and buy a book called Juggling for the Complete Klutz. We're basically going to be using that method to teach you how to juggle. And that book will include three bean bags that are kind of squarish in the appropriate size and weight for juggling with. You can also go to the dollar store and maybe get some square bean bags. They're a little harder to catch. Or you can go to renegadejuggling.com, renegadejuggling.com, and buy some professional equipment there, although that's an expensive way to get into the hobby. You've been listening to Doug McCunn of RealityMe.net. Next podcast, we'll talk about how to actually throw these things. Have a great day.